So this morning,
we talk about the investiture of Aaron and his sons when they were the robes, as it were, the begotim, were Mekadesh, Aaron and his children, and then they brought their korbanos, the various korbanos, and then what they did is they took some of the blood from the korban. And it says Vayishchat Vayikach Moshe Midamo, and it's interesting. There's a shalshelas on that word Vayishchat. There's only five in the whole Torah, but okay. Vayishchat Vayikach Moshe Midamo. Vayiten al tnuch ozen Aaron ayimonis vialbon yero ayimonis vialbon rago ayimonis. Vayakreves bnei Aaron vayiten Moshe min Adam al tnuch ozen ayimonis vialbon yero ayimonis vialbon rago ayimonis. Vayizmo Moshe sedamo misbech saviv. So there was a taking of the blood from the korban, and they put it in the by the ear, the right ear, either it's this the little piece that's sticking out or the lobe of the ear, and then they put it on the right thumb, they put it on the right big toe. Now that, in other words, we can understand it's a consecration that they have to act with alacrity, with zeal, with swiftness to perform the duties of Hashem. It's done one by the ear. By the ear, you have to listen, and then your hand has to bring things, and your legs have to run. So we know in Nach, when they used to capture the enemy kings, they would they would keep them at the royal table, meaning so they would know what's going on with them. They didn't just let them run loose, but they cut off their thumbs and they cut off their big toes, so that they couldn't run or walk or stand properly, and so they couldn't grab a sword. That's why they used to cut off their thumbs. But so in other words, this idea is that there are certain organs or certain limbs on the body that are essential to the functioning of a person. And this
What about the eye?
Can't read. What?
Can't read.
Okay, you can't read, but so what?
So they touch the ear, but they don't touch the eye.
Well, yeah, printing presses.
Yeah, I mean, look, I could understand if you'd say you cut out their tongue so they can't give directions. But but again, these are this is the notion: running toward something, fighting with a hand, giving with a hand, and certainly listening, changing your way of thought, the way you approach things. So this is the same thing with us. Again, Erev Pesach. That again, Tzav, as I mentioned before, is said. It's always read before Pesach because there are lessons to us. That all of our actions and all of our deeds, we have freedom. So what? Freedom is not an end in and of itself. That's all too often what people believe. Oh, I have freedom. Well, as vas, now what? Freedom to do what? And to whom? And how? The idea is that you have to consecrate what goes in your head and what you're thinking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that your feet are running towards God and your hands are moving to bring korbanos, to bring sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's these ideas that precede Pesach that enable us to achieve the most out of freedom and to be able to truly be an Am Segula, one worthy of receiving the Torah and spreading it and sharing it with all mankind. Rabbi Kanan, Rabbi